USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A special election in North Carolina, seen as a bellwether for the 2020 balloting, goes to the Republican candidate.
I'm going to Washington with clear eyes and a steel spine.
Republican Dan Bishop has inched out a victory over Democrat Dan McCready in North Carolina's 9th District congressional election. The margin of victory was about 2% in a district that President Trump won by 12% in 2016.
That's correspondent Wendy King. In a second race in North Carolina, Republican Greg Murphy easily beat Democrat Alan Thomas in the 3rd congressional district.
Unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
That, as heard on CNN 18 years ago today, America will remember the 9/11 attacks, with events including in New York and Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn, root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
The New England Patriots are to be back at practice today, but it's unclear whether the newly signed wide receiver Antonio Brown will be on the practice field with them. The defending Super Bowl champs had the day off yesterday, the day a woman filed suit against Brown, accusing him of sexually assaulting her. She claims Brown sexually assaulted her three different times, in 2017, 2018, when she was his trainer. Yesterday was Apple's big annual event to reveal new products, and that included revealing the date its new subscription TV service will launch. CEO Tim Cook says some people won't even have to pay anything for it for a while.
When you buy an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, or an Apple TV, you'll get 1 year of Apple TV Plus included for free.
The first shows from Apple Plus will be available on November 1st in over 100 countries. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The number of uninsured Americans rising for the first time in nearly a decade. The U.S. Census Bureau reporting the rate increased to 8.5% in 2018, up a half a percentage point from the previous year. It was led by a decline in the number of people covered by Medicaid. The percentage of those with private coverage, either through their employers or bought directly, did not change statistically. The share of those on Medicare, though, increased along with an aging population. Overall, about 27.5 million people were uninsured last year, an increase of nearly 2 million people. Historically, black colleges and universities with religious affiliations will be receiving more federal funding. President Trump announced yesterday during a conference with HBCU officials that the schools will no longer be restricted from accessing federal funding for capital projects after declaring a law unconstitutional. Under a capital financing program for historically black colleges and universities, the Education Department guarantees loans for capital improvements, but funding had been restricted for those HBCUs that were heavily involved in religion. And the Los Angeles Dodgers' seventh consecutive National League West title is secure. They clinched the division with a 7-3 win over the Orioles in Baltimore last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.